The study was commissioned by the Catskill Center for Conservation and Development, Catskill Mountain Keeper, and Catskill Heritage Alliance, and it estimated visitor totals and the economic impact for surrounding communities generated by outdoor recreational activities in the central Catskills. That's in the Catskill Park and New York City Department of Environmental Protection watershed lands, as well as privately held lands open to the public. Those from the nonprofit groups behind the report say the findings validate what they already thought. A high number of visitors come to the region to hike, ski, paddle, and the like. And according to the study, the economic impact amounts to more than $46 million from 1.7 million visitors annually, supporting 980 jobs. Kathy Nolan is the regional director for the High Peaks with Catskill Mountain Keeper, and she explains how the study will be useful.
As we push forward with some of the initiatives that have been proposed for the region, we'll be able to tell if more people are coming, fewer people are coming, or whether we've put in a lot of effort and haven't had an impact. So we'll be able to gauge our success with initiatives like increasing the number of trails in Ulster County and through the Catskills, leading out into other areas of the Catskills that haven't been linked up with the trail networks in the Hudson Valley.
And she says having such figures in a study can offer help in another way.
And those numbers themselves can help us justify requests for additional funding to enhance the amenities that we already have.
She says the study has implications for the proposed Bel Air Resort, but she says the proposed resort was not a main reason to commission the study. She says initiatives like the Route 28 Scenic Byway
and the possibility of doing more with trails and the Catskill Interpretive Center project is a decades-old project that hasn't been brought to completion yet. I think those were more the drives, but we did realize there would be implications for the amount of support that you have for a development that goes in a somewhat different direction than this study would point.
Gary Gales is a consultant for Crossroads Ventures, the developers of the proposed Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park. He said he has not yet seen the study, but would soon review it.
Suffice to say, one of the main goals of the Bel Air Resort is to provide visitors to the area an opportunity to stay overnight and for the development to develop recreational programs for visitors to the area. So this would go hand in hand.
As for where the Bel Air project stands today, he says the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation will release a draft supplemental environmental impact statement, possibly in the next month or two, at which time the DEC will also release the details of a unit management plan proposed for the Bel Air Ski Center. And the public will see a third report on the cumulative impacts of both the proposed Bel Air Resort and the proposed improvements at the ski center. The Bel Air Resort has been much revised and downsized since the initial proposal. As for the full report from the three Catskills organizations, that will be released January 31st during a public forum at the Olivetown Meeting House. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.